to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Henry Ward Beecher once wrote, "Greatness lies not in being strong, but in the right using of strength. And strength is not used rightly when it serves only to carry one above others for their own solitary glory. One is greatest whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of their own." I got that not from being a student of Henry Ward Beecher, but from the book and then the movie Wonder. Has anybody seen the movie Wonder or read the book? This enthusiastically made the rounds in our house a couple years ago, and we went out and saw the movie. Now you can watch the movie at home. So we actually watched it together again this last year. And what a Christmas message I found Wonder to be. I'd encourage you in these 12 days of Christmas, if you haven't already seen it, check out the movie or the book, Wonder. Book is always better. It's a way to really get into the incarnation celebration that we have before us. We're really digging into that here tonight with all these readings and songs. Let me read this quote one more time. "Greatness lies not in being strong, but in the right use of strength. And strength is not used rightly when it serves only to carry one above others for their own solitary glory. One is greatest whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of their own." Friends, grace to you and peace from Jesus who comes to us this holy night in peace. Amen. It is perhaps the hardest thing in the world dealing with a bully. I'm thinking more about bullies these days when I think about the movie and the book Wonder. And also on reflecting on our own lives and in our own world. It is perhaps the hardest thing in the world, dealing with a bully. I've had a few experiences myself with bullies. One in high school that I will never forget. In fact, the visceral feelings come back even now just thinking about it. The heart races, the sweat beads down. Ready for anything and also nothing at the very same time. You never know what's going to happen with the bully, when the bully might strike. I wasn't sure if our standoff was going to end in fists swinging and blood dripping or what. Ready for anything or maybe nothing at all. He was way bigger than I was. He was way stronger than I was. He had this threatening smirk I'll never forget. Big old biceps, I remember, veins sticking out of them. We were in the weight room at the time. But he had been making fun of a friend of mine in the weight room that day, and something in me just snapped. I couldn't take it anymore and stay quiet, and I mouthed off to this bully. And probably, fortunately, it ended the way it should have, which was anticlimactically. I don't have a heroic story of conquering the bully in the weight room. It was a coach that broke us up in our heated stare down. That's as far as we got, the stare down. But I didn't sleep well that night, and for several nights after that, I fretted about that bully for a long time, even while nothing ever happened again. Bullies are tough on one hand. Bullies can really eat you up, physically for sure, but I think the other wounds they inflict can last even longer. They can embarrass you. They get other people laughing at you. Sometimes they make you cry just with their quick words or a mean picture that they draw. And I went to school at a time you couldn't text that around, but now that's happening even more. And here's probably the worst thing about what bullies can do to you. They can even make you turn on yourself. They start to cut you down, and then you start to cut yourself down. And they start to get others laughing at you, and then you even start laughing with others laughing at you. Friends, if you've never been bullied, praise God. But the Christmas story is for anyone who has been bullied. I recently asked my kids how they deal with bullies and also bad dreams. Bad dreams can kind of bully us in a way. How do they deal with this tough stuff in these tough times? And one of the things that Katie said was that she stays calm. She said, "Stay calm and let an angel help you." That's a quote from Katie. "Stay calm and let an angel help you." I was really struck by that. Maybe that coach that broke us up, in my case, was the angel in that story. This Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke, that was right at the center of all those readings, right at the center is that Christmas story. The Christmas story at the Gospel of Luke is for anyone who has been bullied, anyone who has been haunted by cruelty. See, the shepherds in the field were pretty beat up, pretty bullied, pretty haunted by a cruel world. Hearts pounding with anxiety, I'm sure, about how they'd get their next meal, how they'd get their next paycheck or rent paid. Ready for anything and nothing at the very same time. Shepherding life, as I spent a lot of time on Sunday talking about, was not an easy life. They were out on the edges. They were nobodies. And yet an angel came to them. And they stayed calm, and they let that angel help. I asked Micah also one time, this was a while back, how he deals with bullies. And he said that both laughing and singing helps. He also said, "Remember and give thanks for your family." You see all of these components in our Christmas celebration here at church this evening, as we gather together, coming from maybe very difficult places. Maybe you're in a really difficult spot right now. Maybe you're feeling bullied right now. And yet, we gather. We gather together. We try to stay calm, even as these stresses creep in all the time, even as bullies can haunt. And then we pause to reflect on the multitude of angels who have come to our aid over the years. This Christmas Eve, consider all the angels that you too have encountered. Friends or family members, coaches or mentors or spiritual guides, or rainbows or dogs. It doesn't have to be humans necessarily. Maybe it is authors or actors or teachers or nurses. So many angels to give thanks for as you contemplate that sky full of angels. As we gather now at the manger of the one whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of his own, Jesus the Christ. In this holy place, under perhaps very stressful conditions, laughing and singing help. And we give thanks for our family of faith, too. God's strength, you see, is not made manifest in the big bully muscles of world leaders or cool kid group ringleaders, not in the mean words or the name-calling, not in the threatening smirks or frightening stare-downs, and certainly not in fists flying. No, God's divine power is instead made manifest this holy night in a baby, in peace, in deepest darkness. Some of you know I got to hold a baby on Sunday because we had a baptism here at Bethlehem. I can't imagine anything farther from a bully than a little baby. Dietrich Bonhoeffer points out God is in the manger. God is the one in the manger. How do you feel about that? In this season, we also reflect on the Gospel of John in this Christmas season. And John is always, we didn't even read John tonight, but John is always reminding us that Jesus is God, not just God's Son. One God, three persons is what we confess. So God is in the manger. The Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. This Almighty God who created the cosmos, and we heard the story again tonight, this Almighty God has humbled, shrunk down all the way to become a child, the child of a poor refugee couple, born in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of nowhere in the town of Bethlehem, which is already in the middle of nowhere. A stable, a manger, out back, revealed first to the bullied and scared shepherds. This God is in the manger. And that is the strength that carries up the most hearts. Christ is born to you and for you. Christ is born in you again this night. So let's laugh. Let's sing. Let's let the angels help us. Let's stay calm and kind. And let's share this good news with everyone. God carries us up. God lifts up our hearts, for God is here today. Will you pray with me? He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. And his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall. With the poor and mean and lowly lives on earth our Savior holy. Amen.
Us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.